under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 12th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm going to be attending an ERG meeting tonight at the Harbor Lights Recreation Center in Harbor Springs. Free pizza, folks, 6:30. Meeting will start at 7. Izzy Lyman and the folks are going to be hosting a bunch of Republican candidates running for office in Emmett County, especially the sheriffs. That's why I'm going. I want to meet these people because one of them will be the new sheriff of Emmett County. And I'm going to drill them hard on red flag laws, safe storage laws, anything that infringes on our Second Amendment rights. I want to know what their positions are, and if they get elected sheriff of Emmett County, how are they going to act? How are they going to enforce, or are they not going to enforce these unconstitutional laws? I'm going to demand answers. I'm not going to let them get off scot-free easy. They will be on the record tonight at this meeting. There will also be, I believe, some county commissioner candidates, incumbents and candidates that will be there. I will be there questioning them. Now, one thing you have to understand, we have to vet these candidates from now on hard, in public, on the record, videotape, record them. Ask the question, get a specific answer. No soft shoe, no skateboarding around the issues. When the question's asked, sir, answer the question. That's not the question. I want a specific answer, concise, precise, exactly an answer to the question. So that's going to be tonight. You're not going to want to miss it. If you want, text me ERG, Emmett Responsible Government, ERG, E-R-G. I'll send you the flyer. I'll see you there. Ottawa School Board had a meeting last night. Again, completely chaotic, out of control, over the top. People were talking about resigning. Aaron Chasky, so frustrated by the superintendent, Mindy Horn, principal, Marty Mix. They had submitted their resignations in writing. Mindy Horn used her superintendent reporting time to basically attack a duly elected school board member of the Ottawa School Board, Aaron Chasky. Aaron was so offended by the attacks by the superintendent, Mindy Horn, she verbally said she was going to resign. Well, as soon as she said that, the 4-3 majority of concerned parents would go away. It would create a vacancy that could be filled by the intermediate school district, who would probably appoint a very socialist, communist, progressive to sit on that board for the rest of its term until the November election. Well, I'm being told Erin Chaskey's not going to resign. She had time to go home and talk to her husband, calm down, relax, get her sense of mind back. So guess what, Mindy? You got to rewrite your resignation. Marty, you have to rewrite yours. Because Erin Chaskey is not going anywhere. Folks, you need to understand the agenda of what these people are doing. What they are doing, I have the agenda, and I'm going to pull it up in the next segment, and I'm going to read it to you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Our good friend Mike Lindell is building a new warehouse in Minnesota. And he contacted me by email here at the radio station and said, Randy, we have huge sales going on for your listeners only. If they use the promo code TruckerRandy, they will get 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items. Free shipping. We want to clean out the old warehouse. We do not want to transfer the inventory. It's not in the plan to do it. So go to MyPillow.com, shop away, get some pillows. The 2.0s are fantastic. Get a set of towels. Get a set of Giza Dream Sheets. Get some slippers. Get whatever you want. Put it in the cart. Go to checkout. See how much it's going to cost, $500, $600, $700, whatever. Put in the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, no space. Hit apply and see how much money you save. We need to clean out his old warehouse. We're going to be doing this for the entire month of June and July, possibly the first 2 weeks in August. Because the building, he said, running a little late. They got some supply chain issues. They may not be able to get into it until after Labor Day, but they want to get rid of all the old inventory. So take advantage of it now. Use the promo code TruckerRandy. No space, one word. Lowercase, uppercase, it doesn't matter. Folks, I don't know how else to say this other than the Onaway School District is completely screwed up. Some concerned parents ran for school board and got elected. They got a majority. They tried to make a difference. They tried to do what was right for the kids of Onaway. To stop this woke agenda, to stop the insanity that has been allowed to go on in that school district, that school building for years. Principals, superintendents, and teachers, all part of the woke agenda. Well, now there's an election coming up. And some more concerned parents are stepping up and are going to run for school board in the November election. It's nonpartisan. They're not going to be raising any money on their own. Outside groups are going to support their candidacy by providing them signs, yard signs, large 4x8s, and business cards to go talk to the people. And part of their flyer that they're going to have is from a post. I believe this is on Facebook. The Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance. It's an actual group. And they've taken the school's mascot, the Red Cardinal, and have gayed it up. You know, the gay rainbow pride flags? Well, they've overlaid the gay pride flag over top of the Red Cardinal of the Onaway School. Back on May 28th at 5:30, they were allowed to use a public taxpayer-funded school building for a private meeting. The Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance Board of Directors will be meeting Tuesday, May 28th at 5:30 p.m. in the Media Center at the Onaway School. This is where the school board meeting took place last night. Now, on constructive notice, this is what they put in this post, which I have a screenshot, and I will be printing up thousands of these and distributing them around Onaway the next time I go through town. I'm going to hang it on the bulletin board at the market. I'm going to put it in Onaway Outfitters. I'm going to put it at the post office. I'm going to put it in every business in Onaway. Please be aware that the Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance is not subject to the Michigan Open Meetings Act, which is Public Act 267 of 1976, MCL 15.261. And is not considered, quote unquote, a public body. In quotes, as defined by Section 2, established by law, funded by public funds, and having authority to make decisions or enact policies affecting the public, including leased entities performing public functions and certain nonprofit city-formed boards. However, in the interest of transparency, right, like you guys want to be transparent, we conditionally accept requests to attend our meetings from the public. So conditionally, they may accept or not accept you to attend a public meeting being held in a public school building paid for with public taxpayer dollars. Comma. We conditionally accept requests to attend meetings from the public, comma, with the understanding that certain security measures may be in place to ensure the safety of all attendees and to protect against potential threats. Of course, they got to use the fear card. False evidence appearing real that they might get hurt or somebody could threaten them or their feelings could be upset. Folks, this took place about 2-3 weeks ago in a government taxpayer-funded school building. Now, I got a very simple question for you people who live in Onaway. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? For them to be able to hold a Onaway area Queer Straight Alliance board of directors. These people actually have a board. Who's behind this board? Who's funding them? What's their agenda? Their agenda is to put candidates up in November to run for school board, to take back the majority, to be able to get their gay, straight, queer alliance agenda pushed forward in the Onaway schools. Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance. Their superintendent, Minnie Horn, is completely complicit in allowing these people to conduct these meetings in the public school. So is Marty Mix, the principal. They have no problem with it. So guess what? We're going to educate the people of Onaway again this year. You will know the candidates that are concerned parents that are willing to step up and take these people on. And these will be the people that if you live in Onaway, these are the people you need to vote for. Because if not, I'm going to tell you exactly what they're going to do. One of their main people, part of this group, is running for school board. He's already filed the papers. I believe he may even be one of the members of the directors of the Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance board. We'll have to wait and see. One of the things you have to understand, people, you have to understand this, This is the future leadership of our state and our country. This isn't just happening in Onaway. It's happening all over the place. Sheboygan, Petoskey, Charlevoix. It's happening in my Antrim County right here in Bel Air. You see, if you go back to the Communist Manifesto, if you go back to the Naked Communists, if you go back to any of these books, the Communist Party had put it out that they wanted to make the United States of America a communist country. You start with socialism. Socialism ultimately collapses and falls into communism. And the way you do it is you take over the three-legged stool. Our country is based on three things: patriotism, morality, and the nuclear family. We have families. We have men and women who give birth to children who are their replacements. I'm going to die. You're going to die. We're going to be gone. How well did you do in producing and giving birth to your replacement? Vicki and I have 4 kids, 11 grandkids, and 6 great-grandkids. We have done everything we could to replace ourselves. The two of us have 4 children. We've doubled our numbers. They, in turn, almost tripled theirs by giving us 11 great-grandbabies. Now the great-grandbabies are giving us 6 great-grandchildren. The point is simple. If you do not reproduce, which gay people, lesbians, homosexuals cannot reproduce, they will die out. This is a dying fad. Gay, straight alliance? Really? How many children are part of your board of directors? How many grandchildren? How many great-grandchildren? This is going to be a dying fad because they can't reproduce living that lifestyle. But I digress, because that's 30, 40, 50 years away. I will be long gone by then. I will never see the day that homosexuals and lesbians die off the face of the earth. I won't be here. But it's going to happen. You can't reproduce. You have mentally confused yourself to act in a sexual way that does not produce any offspring. You're a dying breed. Now, here's the point. If we don't get control of our schools, if we don't get control of our media, if we don't get control of our news sources, if we don't get control of our politics, this garbage will continue. The sooner, the faster that we take back those 3 legs of the stool, patriotism, your morals, your values, absolutely, your nuclear family. If you don't get the kids to understand that they must marry an opposite sex and they must produce offspring, if you don't teach them that, if you don't teach them the history, if you don't teach them the religion, if you don't teach them the understanding of those most basic needs, the society collapses. The one world globalist wants to depopulate our planet. This is what their agenda is. And if you confuse enough kids about their gender and get them to live that deviant lifestyle that does not produce offspring, the country is doomed. The state of Michigan is doomed. Our communities are doomed. I do not care what you do when you take your pants off. That's your business. But you got to understand the long-term ramifications. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.